Hello, everybody, and welcome to Greg's Corner, where we discuss topics of interest to inspire, motivate, and activate you to action.
There's nothing like starting all over again from a life that's full of sin. Starting all over again, I found a new beginning. Starting all over again.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Greg Harris, and I'd like to welcome you to Greg's Corner. Today, I have several topics that I want to discuss and talk about. I want to talk about Martin Luther King. This is Martin Luther King Day when I'm recording this show. Also, I want to talk about, you know, some past history about the election of the House Speaker. I also want to talk about documents, the security documents, the national security, documents. I want to talk about that. And I want to talk about a divided house. The Bible says that a house divided against itself, it cannot stand. And it's no secret. America is divided. It's a divided house. I know tomorrow they are having a national racial day. I think it's organizations that come together to help bring us together. So it's so much to talk about. So much is going on in our country. Let's talk, since this is Martin Luther King Day, and I heard someone say you can tell the difference between a moment and a movement. And a movement is causes sacrifice, and Martin Luther King definitely sacrificed, and it cost him his life. And we should, you know, tell the story and realize all that he went through, along with his family and other civil rights leaders as well. I remember as a young child going to the television, running to the television. We had a black and white television at that time, and I would see him make the different speeches, and I would see the things that was going on, like the water hose, the dogs, and all that. Because I was born in 1960, celebrated a birthday a couple of weeks ago, January 6th to be exact, a day that I won't forget, when the insurrection took place at our nation's capital on my birthday 2 years ago. So I won't, you know, forget that. My birthday is January the 6th. I just turned 63, and as we celebrate Martin Luther King Day, what a day to remember. One of Dr. Martin Luther King's famous quotes, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." From his famous August 1963, "I Have a Dream" speech, Dr. Martin Luther King. I used to teach school. I taught school for about 10 years in the Little Rock School District. And what I remember and what I noticed, my students, sometimes I would have students from the Middle East or from different countries. And, you know, the song "Red, Yellow, Black and White, They Are Precious in His Sight." And what I noticed about the children, for the most part, they saw no color. They got along with each other. They were able to sort out their differences, if you will. And so many times, adults, it seemed like we are the ones that have problems. I remember in high school, I went to Jacksonville High School. I remember once one of my friends invited me over to his house, and my mother let me go to spend the night. He was white and I was black. And I remember they call it supper. We would say dinner. And for supper, they had eggs, bacon and these biscuits with gravy. It was good. I ate it. I remember it today. And that would not be what we would have for dinner. That would be more like what we would have for breakfast. Not the biscuits with the gravy, but the other, the eggs and the bacon, you know, for breakfast. We would have that. And I think before we can understand our differences, we have to understand that we're not all the same. We don't do things the same way. And we have to, you know, come together. That's before we can have this great reckoning. And I think that's what the problem is in America. I don't think that taking the books out of the school is going to solve anything. We have to deal with the issues. We know that America has a history. You know, slaves, what the slaves went through, working the tobacco crops, all of the stuff that the slaves went through. Taking the books out of the school is not going to change anything. We need to first look at our history. And I know that, you know, people will say, well, the young people, you know, they didn't have anything to do with it. Well, our history is our history. Whether it's ugly, our history is our history. And just, you know, taking the books out of the libraries and out of the schools, that's not going to change anything. One thing that I like about the young people, they are woke. And the young people, they got out in big numbers and voted during this election, this past election, the midterm elections. Also, the young people are coming together where the adults are saying, you know, some of them take the books out of the schools. The young people are coming together and talking about the real issues. I think that's what we need to do. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to let you listen to this song. This is a song that I wrote that came out last year in March. And it's called God, You Did It Again. Give a listen and we'll be back on the other side of this song. You're listening to Greg's Corner. I certainly hope you enjoyed that song coming from yours truly, Greg Harris. God, you did it again. It can be purchased on anywhere you get your music download, Spotify, Apple, anywhere you get downloads, CD Baby, TuneCore, anywhere you get downloads, it's out there on the market. And I want to say that that song has been nominated for 6 Rhythm of Gospel Awards. It's the first time in 40 years that I have received a nomination for my music. I've received acknowledgement for my radio work and have won awards for my radio work, but this is the first time that my music has received a nomination. So 6 Rhythm of Gospel Awards. I'm on the nomination ballot. So you can vote up until March of this year. And the awards ceremony is coming up this year in the month of June in Houston, Texas. Another quote from Dr. Martin Luther King, since we're celebrating his the Martin Luther King Day, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And the things that I'm talking about are things that do matter. And we have to talk about it. We cannot, you know, be silent and keep it to ourselves. And sometimes when you're talking about race, talking about ethnicity, talking about differences, you're going to get uncomfortable. And I feel that we have to allow ourselves to be uncomfortable, because you don't know what you don't know until you don't know what you don't know. And I feel, you know, we have to be uncomfortable and come together. I remember this lady, I saw this clip. Her husband was on the police force, and she was talking about, she used to think that there was no racial tension, that everything was fine. What are they talking about, racial tension? And then she came to the understanding, and she realized doing the George Floyd incident that happened, and she changed her heart, her mind changed. And she said, yeah, there is racial tension. I remember being in high school, and one of my friends, Dwayne Pulliam, he asked me would I carry his books to class. Our first period class, we were both in the choir. So he had, I guess, broke his ankle or whatever. He was on crutches and asked me would I carry his books to school. And the good Christian that I was, I didn't mind doing it for him. But I came across students who were calling me Oreo, calling me all kind of names. And I withstood that. I didn't fight back. So when Dr. Martin Luther King talked about, you know, nonviolence, you know, because that's not going to solve anything, you know, a tooth for a tooth, if you will, or, you know, a, you know, fight. No. So I remember that as if it was yesterday, and just the different things that I dealt with as a young child, you know, I remember those things. And I feel that for us to get better, we have to talk about those things and we have to discuss those things. So happy Martin Luther King Day. Let's not forget his legacy and forget about all the things that he did and his children and the things that he went through, along with his late wife, Coretta Scott King, who also walked hand in hand with Dr. Martin Luther King. And after his death, she continued his legacy of nonviolence. So let's talk about what recently happened. It was 15 votes before Kevin McCarthy was elected Speaker of the House. And that was something, because when Nancy Pelosi was elected Speaker of the House, she was elected on the first vote. So you can see right there that it's a divided House. And these 2 years, we're going to have to put our seatbelts on, because we're going to We're going to be experiencing a roller coaster. We're going to be experiencing turbulence. And I don't care about these investigations. You know, we can talk about, you know, one issue. Okay, yes, the national documents should be secured and you shouldn't take the national documents. But let's look at two scenarios. Our former president, President Trump, they asked for the papers, the documents back, but allegedly he held on to them. But on the other side, when we look at Biden, they found the attorneys have found these papers and they are cooperating with the Justice Department to turn those papers in. So those are two different scenarios. And I think that people need to understand that. I don't want to hear about documents and all this crazy stuff when the American people are suffering. When here in California, when I go to the gas pump, it's went down, you know, a little. But I remember when I used to go fill my tank up, it'll be if I let it get down past the halfway mark, at least $40 to fill it up. But when the gas prices went up, come on, $100. That's what I was paying to fill my tank up. And the gas prices have gone down a little bit, so it's not as bad. But I dealt with that for months and months. I had just, you know, retired from my job, you know, and I didn't, you know, get no stimulus check. But I wasn't upset with those that needed it and did receive it because they went by the 2019 taxes. And I had just retired, so I had a little bit more than some people, but that was in 2019. I was retired, so I wasn't making the same money that I was making before I retired. But I didn't get the stimulus checks, and I wasn't upset. It just amazes me how we get stuck in the mud. But people, don't get in the mud with these issues. We know that the Republicans want to investigate. Okay, let's go back. You remember when Hillary, Benghazi, it was nothing there. And they investigated for hours and hours and hours. She came forward and went to the hearing. Well, when the January 6th committee asked some of our leaders to come forward, they refused. Now that everything has turned and the Republicans has a slim majority in the House, now they want to investigate. I hope that the American people are woke. We're not waiting to the 2024 elections. We're woke and we understand what is going on. We're educated out here. We're not dummies. So I understand what is going on. And I don't think that it is going to move the needle. I think that the American people are going to see through what is going on. Investigate, and you'll find what? Nothing. When others were asked to come forward, they refused. They refused to come forward. And these are some of our leaders that's in working in Congress now. So it's so many things that are happening, so much that is going on. And sometimes I just have to turn the news off because there's so much is going on. So it took 15 votes before they elected the Speaker of the House. He gave up a lot of things. So how much power, you know, do we have? I wonder, you know, what did he give up? And right now we're dealing with the debt ceiling and we're dealing with all kind of stuff that hasn't happened before. And I wonder, you know, when the tax breaks came a couple of years ago for the wealthy, and some of the wealthy came forth and said, I don't need this tax cut. Why are you doing this? Some in government were silent about that. And then when they wanted to give the mothers something for daycare, and they were against that. But they were not against giving those tax breaks to the wealthy. So our house is divided. Our country is divided. And I repeat it again. The Bible says that a house divided against itself, it cannot stand. That is true. It cannot stand. So if we don't do something and come together, our house, we can't stand, because a house divided against itself, it cannot stand. I'm hoping that we can come together. We're not going to solve it in one day, but we're going to have to come together and recognize that there are differences, and what can we do to make things better. I think that we should be dealing with the economy. We should be dealing with, kitchen table issues. How can I keep more money in my pocket? How can the interest rates go down? How can I afford a house? How can I afford a car? How can I afford to put my students through college? And yes, you know, they filed lawsuits against what the Biden administration wanted to do in terms of loan forgiveness. But those tax cuts, no one came forth and did lawsuits on that. And that went through. So it's just mind-boggling. It just frustrates you, you know, all of the stuff that's going on. And it's because our country is divided. We are divided. And if we don't come together, we will not stand. I'm going to stop right there. I believe I've said enough today. I'm going to have to come together and do another show. But I've given you some pointers from my perspective. We want you to continue listening to Greg's Corner as we bring you information and news to motivate you, to inspire you. Once again, thank you for listening and being a part of this podcast. I'm Dr. Greg Harris.
There's nothing like starting all over again from a life that's full of sin. Starting all over again, I found a new beginning. Starting all over again from a life that's full of sin. Starting all over again, I found a new beginning. I've been a lot of places and I've seen many faces.
Started me over.